you know, it's one thing to know a lot about snow mechanics and to understand what makes a slab form and to study the snowpack over the course of the year. It's another to be standing on the top of a ridge looking down at a gorgeous 3,000-foot drop with beautiful light powder and figure out how do you make the decision whether that thing is going to slide or not. And so frequently we make that decision based on some kind of gut feeling, or we tell ourselves, oh, it's going to be fine. And maybe 9 times out of 10, that's okay. But on the 10th time, maybe somebody dies. And so that's where we tried to dig around and look at 3 really specific incidents from last winter to figure out what is it that went wrong in the decision-making process. The statistics show that, in fact, a lot of the people who know best are the ones who are getting into avalanche accidents. And that's, again, that's another reason why the big question, what is it that's making us, even when we know better, push forward into terrain where we shouldn't be?
And I think this is where that acronym comes in, FACETS, right?
Yeah, FACETS is something that Ian McCammon, who's an engineer and a psychology buff and a risk management expert in Salt Lake City, he spent about 20 years researching the statistics of a bunch of pretty much all the avalanche accidents that have happened in the U.S. for a decade or so. And out of that research, he was able to find that there were, in fact, some patterns in the way that we were making decisions. And he borrowed from psychological research people like Daniel Kahneman, who describe the way that we, you know, it's very infrequent that we actually sit down and make very rational decisions where we say, okay, here, these are the pros and cons, and where we weigh things out and make a decision like that. And most of the time, we're making very fast decisions based on either our previous experience or we see someone else do it, and so it indicates to us that that's okay. And most of the time, that's a good way to go, and that's something that's happened in our evolution that helps us make decisions without having to stop in the heat of the moment. But sometimes when your life's on the line and when the terrain is risky, that's maybe not the best way to make a decision. So FACETS is an acronym for looking at the 5 or 6 specific, they're heuristics, they're called, which are mental shortcuts that we use to make decisions. And that's one way to kind of go run through and figure out which one applies in this situation.
You know, it's really interesting. I think this is something that probably everyone who's spent a little time in the backcountry, whether it's skiing or snowboarding, splitboarding, has thought about, because you're constantly in these moments with other people where you're noticing they're more willing to take risks than I am. At least that's often how I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I'm out with people where my comfort with a certain level of risk is greater than my partner's. And so you're navigating that interpersonal stuff that's going on.
Absolutely. And it's a real risk. When the bigger the group gets, the more that begins to happen. And one of the things that's come out of this research is, and that I think is fascinating, and where this is really just the tip of the iceberg as far as the research and as far as where we go as a culture and an industry, is that you can learn about human psychology. You can begin to understand a little bit more about how we make decisions, but that has been shown to have very little effect on how we actually make decisions. In other words, just because you know more about human psychology doesn't change the way that you operate or the way that your brain functions. So the next step then is to figure out protocols for mitigating the way we make decisions.
Hmm.
If that makes any sense.
Absolutely. And what do we know about that so far?
Well, it's something, and Ian McCammon, again, is really at the forefront of some of this, and it's not just in avalanche terrain. It's something that many risky industries are dealing with, whether it's operating room protocol in hospitals or in the military. These various industries all on their own have had to figure out ways to come up with, as I say, protocols, you know, ways where you can say, all right, you have to go through X, Y, and Z steps before you make that move.
Well, David Page, thanks for taking the time to talk.
Sure. Thanks for having me.